What's up, ladies and gents? You are listening to Miss the Bus, and this is a Miss the Bus review.
A movie review.
Episode. We will be talking about White Boy Rick. Before we jump into
Wait. You mean the...
Yeah. If you've seen the trailer, you know that's the theme.
I'm done. I think I messed it up.
We should incorporate that music into our...
In the beginning?
The intro,
I'll find it.
We
should. I'll find the man that makes it.
But then they'll hear the good version first and then your version, and it won't sound as good. So.
Yeah. But yeah, before we jump into that, if you like what we do, you can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, SoundCloud, YouTube, not Spotify.
I hate Spotify.
I'm waiting for someone to comment and be like...
And be like, shut up about Spotify.
No.
Because we bitch about it every time, but we need to.
Whoever you are out there, you don't understand our pain.
Because, it really is so frustrating.
Because I used to respect Spotify, and then they were just like, you know what? Miss the Bus, not good enough for us.
Some big podcasts even take forever to get on there. I think it just depends. But yeah, on social media, we are at Miss the Bus Pod on Twitter and on Instagram, and on Facebook, we are Miss the Bus. All right, so y'all ready for this?
Who am I? Who am I?
Oh, that's right. Matt, Mary, Bailey.
Hey.
and I'm Tyler. So yeah, White Boy Rick. It was directed by Yann Demange. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
What the hell has he even done? Has he done anything?
He's a French director, so I don't... He has another movie on here, but it's not
What's his name? White Demange?
No.
White Demange. Yeah, so it's starring Matthew McConaughey, Richie Merritt, Jennifer Jason Leigh. Those are just the biggest names. Bruce Dern's in there. So yeah, it's... What did y'all think of it?
I thought it was really good. I think I love when the trailers for this movie came out, I was like, wow, that looks fucking great. And I think some of the wind was taken out of my sails when I saw like the Rotten Tomatoes scores wasn't amazing. It wasn't bad, right? I think it's sitting at a 60 something?
Yeah, it's like a 63
or something. It's lower now.
Oh, it is? What's it at now? Did it hit the 50s?
I feel like it's
did it hit rotten?
It was like
is that that green little, the little splat on
the
it?
The splatter.
There's no way. This man, by the way, he also directed a movie called 71.
Yeah.
A movie called Alan and Samir.
Hmm.
And it's a movie called White Boy Rick.
For me, it shows it at a 60.
Dang.
Well, did you Google it?
Oh, no. I just went on Flickster app. I guess this isn't reliable.
It could be continuously changed. Okay. When I click on it, it says 60.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So it's still fresh.
So Flickster app's good.
Oh, I take back.
Rotten Tomatoes does this thing where, like, when it lists them all, they can be wrong. Mm-hmm. But if you click,
Once you click on it, you're good to go.
Yeah, it updates.
Yeah. So I guess that slightly took wind out of my sails. And that's on me, right? Because I shouldn't even be looking at scores if I'm going to be, like, affected by it. Angelo agrees. But still, I was really excited to see it because I love Matthew McConaughey. I think we all love Matthew McConaughey.
We do.
And I was just like, he looks great in this trailer. I want to see why he's taking his kids to get custard.
That's a big thing in this
movie.
That's what families do. We're going to get custard. that was so bad. I'm so sorry, everybody. I thought it was still really, really good, though. I think while I was watching it, at least halfway through it, I was like, this is really fucking good. And then towards the end, some of it, because we're not in spoilers, right? Yet? We're not in spoilers yet, right?
We can wait.
We can wait. Without spoiling anything, the sort of final third of this movie was just weird for me. I wouldn't say it's bad, and I wouldn't even say it's, I don't even think it's slow or anything. I just think it's kind of like, oh man, I was expecting like something tied a little bit more together than what I got. And granted, at the end of it, I mean, even before the ending of it, you know that it's based on a true story, and they didn't take liberties, I guess, and try to change anything too drastically. So, like, that's, like, sort of a weird complaint to have, right? Because, like, I'm not complaining about real life. I can't be like, oh, I'm mad this didn't happen, you know what I mean? But
right.
Yeah. I guess part of me is just knowing that when you adapt a real-life story and make it into a movie, that a lot of times they do take those liberties and change up certain things or make things a little bit different. I was maybe hoping that they would do a better job of tying something together.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even care if like I was like, oh wow, it's a fucking great movie, and then I went out and read the actual story and then realized like, oh, it didn't actually happen like that, but the movie did a great job of tying it together. So I don't know.
Yeah,
I still liked it.
I agree with that. Just it's like the last 5 minutes of the movie for me, it's like exactly what you said, the way they tied it together. I was just like, this is, first of all, it seemed kind of rushed at the end.
You think
like,
so?
I knew the way that it ended. I literally, when the movie started, I was like, I have a feeling of how this movie's going to end.
Right.
Because movies like this that are based on true stories, they never really end that great like that. You know what I mean?
You never get your cake.
Yeah, so the way that it ended, like, It didn't affect me too much because I figured
what that's. A, that's
I just
insane.
Figured it was gonna happen, you know.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I agree. I didn't think it was amazing, so I kind of get like the 60 score, but I still thought it was pretty good.
Yeah,
it's definitely like a good watch for
Matthew
sure.
Matthew McConaughey was great.
Yeah,
he
was.
I think all the acting was really good. I think, I mean, it did move kind of slow, but I think if you take it for what it was, like it was a very good movie with good acting.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it is like a slow burn where there's not a ton of shit going on. Mm-hmm. Like there's a lot of shots, I don't know if you noticed, where it's just like, it'll just be like a close up on a character just walking or something. But I feel that was more to just highlight Detroit and shit.
Yeah.
That was
and
a lot of
they did a pretty
it,
good job of doing
yeah,
that.
They
I
did.
Honestly expected it to be way more violent, too.
And kind of did, too.
There was only like maybe one violent part. And yeah. I don't know, something about it. Like, I wasn't scared for someone at any point, really, I guess, in the movie. Like,
I feel like there was one point where I kind of was, but it kind of came out of nowhere.
That could be refreshing.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, actually. So, like, there maybe is one part, but I guess it's just, like, with a movie that's about what this movie is about, I was expecting it to have way more suspense.
Yeah,
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I guess it could be, like, it could be refreshing for older people that don't like watching super violent stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like,
just, like, a well
because my mom's like that. Like, she'll watch violent stuff, but she would prefer not to. So, a movie like this, she would like.
Yeah, because, see, that's how I feel about this. It's, like, I definitely didn't think this was bad at all. I thought this was really good. And I almost think it's like wrong of me to sit there and be like, this movie didn't absolutely stun me, so I feel disappointed.
Yeah.
Because this was really just like from beginning to end, like a really solid, good movie.
Yeah.
I like
but
it.
So like it does kind of suck that then in your head, you're just like, man, I was waiting for that part where it was just going to be like, holy shit, this is like, you know how you leave a movie and you're like, wow, that's one of my favorite movies ever. And it's really not, but you're just like high on it.
Yeah.
But I feel like when I left this movie, I already knew like that was really good. It wasn't, like, incredible.
It's, like, one of those movies...
I don't have that false belief that this was my new favorite movie.
Right. Like, you watch it, and you enjoy it when you watch it, and then I probably won't think about this movie again, like, for the rest... Mm-hmm. Like, when I think of the movies I see this year, I'm not going to be like, oh, White Boy Rick.
Yeah. But I feel like it was close to that for me, though. It was really close to being that.
Toward the end, it's just, like, you're kind of waiting for it to end.
Yeah. And
like,
I think
the beginning, I really did like the introduction of all the characters, though. I think that was really cool. I liked the opening scene and everything that they did.
I thought I was going to hate Rick, and I actually liked him.
Yeah, he was.
Besides
he was
that mustache.
God,
I didn't like that mustache at all.
I'll tell you what, though. It's so hard when you watch a movie where Matthew McConaughey is not the main character because you want to just follow him.
You do.
So when they would break away from that and only follow Rick, he did really well, but I found myself being like, I wonder what Matthew's doing.
He's also never been in anything else.
Oh, really? This is his first.
Yeah,
he doesn't even have that.
That is really good.
He
doesn't even have a Wikipedia page.
Wow.
Oh, he doesn't.
That's insane.
Was he one of the people you listed at the beginning? Do we know his name?
Yeah, Richie Merritt.
Okay.
Hey, oh, Richie. Ricky.
Dang.
Richie Rick. You know. Angela doesn't like that.
Do you want to get into spoilers?
Yeah.
I want to say one thing.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Do you remember the part? Okay, so now this is spoilers for all you people that haven't watched the movie. So there's, you know, remember the part where that one guy in the club, like the main guy that they keep showing, he gets hit and he like hits him in the, he beats him in the head or whatever.
Yeah.
The guy that gets beat in the head, that was Danny Brown, the rapper. That's who.
Really?
Because he's from Detroit. Yeah.
Wow. No wonder his voice sounded so familiar.
Well, that was the thing. So I recognize it immediately, and he also has like he's missing
his
tooth.
Teeth.
Yeah. Like,
is it missing or it's like just completely chipped?
It's
like
missing.
On both of them.
He's missing one nowadays. When he's not like in movies or doing shit, he normally wears like a fake thing to like cover it up to make it look right. But I guess because he was just like this crime dude in Detroit, I guess they just made him look as ridiculous as possible. So yeah, that was Danny Brown, and then one of the other guys that were a part of the main group that Rick was with was YG. Yeah, that he's a rapper too.
Oh yeah, I see him on this cast list.
Yeah,
yeah, interesting.
Which I didn't even catch YG. I realized it was him after, because like I realized it was him after I looked it up. But Danny Brown, I knew immediately it was him because he has such a specific stupid voice.
Right. So okay, so what were y'all's issues then with the actual like plot of this movie, or like? So we all kind of said it fell off towards the end, or maybe in other cases it was like just during the movie we thought it was slow. So was that it? Was it just that it was moving slow?
I feel like one of my issues was it's like, so he gets mixed up in all, like him and his dad are mixed up in all the gun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then he gets mixed up in the drug stuff and the feds like force him pretty much to do that. And then he gets out of it. And then they go back in it. And that, when they went back in it,
you just felt like it was.
I was like, why are they going back to this again? Like, his dad, like, I get it. They were poor. They needed money. But, like.
Yeah, at no point were they just like, let's both get jobs.
Right. Like, they didn't. And it was, like, so, like, his. And I get it's a movie, so you have to do things fast. But, like, he was literally like, they got in a car accident, and then he said, "Dad,
that's how we live. Dad, there's no way to live, fucking Dad. Crack. I know the game, and I'm one of the players."
Wow, you got that really right.
And again, just to preface this, and like we've already said, I think everybody at this table knows that this is based off a true story. So we're not saying like, you know,
no, I mean, it
we have problems with the way a real life event played right. out, yeah. and this poor man that ended up, spoiler alert again, ended up spending what, like
30 years or 20? Is it 20?
Well, he was probably 30. How old when he went in there?
It was 15. 30 years, I think.
That, well, he got out when he was 30, well, right?
No,
he had his 30th birthday in jail.
They said he's still in jail at the beginning of that. Oh, I thought he said something about today's my 30th birthday.
He did. That was a phone call from jail.
Oh.
Because at the end of, spoilers, yeah, if y'all didn't know already, but at the end, they have like a phone call, like a recording of him at the very end, and he's saying something about his 30th birthday, but that was like a phone call from prison. Birthday.
Okay. Yeah. No, he got out last year, they said, right?
Was it last year?
They said in 2017.
I believe so.
What's his name? Y'all keep talking.
My boy Rick.
Yeah, that's his name.
I'm not saying I have a problem Rick, with... Rick shut up. I'm not saying I have a problem with the way like his life actually happened, but I do think it was just weird to see them go like back into everything they got out of.
And I mean, like movies like this, sometimes they'll kind of like bend the storyline just to make it a little bit more like flowy or interesting. So I mean, they could have maybe done that, but I guess I still can't say they need to change history.
Oh no. And I also think I think it sounds like I didn't like this movie. I actually really enjoyed the movie, but I don't know. I guess at some point it just felt like there could have been more happening.
Well, that's what I was
like,
saying.
Wanted
yeah.
more to be happening.
There was right. because I said it before. There was just moments where I was just kind of like in my head where I was like, "There's not too much going on right now." And then like the way it ended, I had assumed the whole time it was going to end that way with him going to jail in some sort of way. I was happy he wasn't like killed in prison or something.
I'll tell you what though, that scene where he's finally just like getting to chill with his fish Ed, and then his friend. Wait, what?
His parole. In 2017, he got paroled.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay, he got released in 2017. This comes from Refine. Oh, come on. Big fucking pop up. And I finally had this. This comes from refinery29.com. I don't know what that is, but it seems legit. So he got released in 2017. He was walking free, but not for long. Immediately after being released from Michigan's Oaks Correction Facility in August 2017, he was transported to a state prison in Florida to serve another sentence. Had something to do with a car theft. Jesus. And now he's in jail.
Car?
He didn't learn
Where's
the first
my car?
Time. Now, yeah, that's the thing. During the filming of this movie, he was in prison. Apparently, he was still available to the actors as a resource.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool. He even says, "I was no saint. I screwed up. They exaggerated how big of a kingpin I was, but I think 27 years is too long. I'm ready to get out." He said to be released from his second sentence on Christmas Day in 2020. He will be 51 years old.
But he'll be out.
He'll be out.
Cool. Wow.
I mean, I think it is kind of crazy
until
how
he
this,
steals another
like,
car.
This highlights how long of a prison sentence you can get from being a drug
yeah,
kingpin, but like you could murder someone and be off.
That
better.
Was the
like,
really, is like if we're going to talk at all about any kind of like message that this movie had, right? I think that was the really interesting thing that definitely hits.
Yeah.
Like that they do say that multiple times of like, you're better off just killing somebody.
Right.
And obviously moral and ethically, no, you're not. But from the standpoint of like, this is how you treat criminals. Like there's something a little bit weird about the justice system, right? That because what was the whole thing at the end is he served the longest nonviolent
in Michigan.
Yeah, in Michigan. Like that's just like that's pretty crazy.
And it showed too. It was saying how everybody who was affiliated with what like the people he pretty much helped put away all got released before him.
Before he did.
And they were the ones that literally ran the entire thing. And he agreed to like sell them out. So and still went to prison for it. And then also stayed long. Like it just makes no sense.
Oh God.
He would help.
He got so fucked up.
Like how he would help the feds and then get locked away for like life pretty much.
I know. That's why like that movie made me feel just depressed leaving. Cause it's like it said like his daughter grew up, got married, has kids. And he's just been behind bars the whole time.
See, and it did for me too. Because, like, yeah, so it was a true story, right? So they weren't going to straight up lie about it. But it was like, yeah, the kid, the main character got no justice. And I feel like even though I didn't want them to, like, pin anything really on Matthew McConaughey's character, it was like, I feel like there needed to be some kind of closure besides just, like, what are you left with at the end of this movie? That, like, you're a kid, you were trying to do good, and you get completely fucked over. There wasn't any kind of even, like, you broke the law. Like, this is what you get. It wasn't even like a message like that. It was literally just like, it was going somewhere. And then, like, it had to stick by the facts, right? But it was just very much like, he's locked away now. It's nobody's fault. His dad feels really bad. And then his dad dies while he's in prison. Yeah. It was just like, damn, like, he got fucked over. And for what?
And like,
it shines light on the true story. And I think, like, there is something to be said about that. And, like, maybe we forget sometimes, like, we're not just going to a movie for entertainment. We're going there to see something like that. And that is really cool. But that did just, it just felt weird to me. Well, it felt really weird.
How old was he when he went to prison? 17?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm pretty sure, because I think that's like what his grandpa was yelling when they were in the courthouse saying,
yeah,
like
he's a 17 year old kid.
You're sending a kid to prison.
Yeah, because you've taken a life.
Because when the movie started, he was 15, but it goes over a couple years.
Yeah. So just the fact that, like,
yeah, he was 17.
He also was so young and helped all the, like, he helped them lock up all these terrible older, like, adults. Like, I don't know. I know he's 17, but you should have. I guess that's just how the system is now, but you should have a little leeway towards kids,
yeah,
right?
You'd think so. So again, like, as a commentary on, like, how that whole, the Justice Department is a little bit fucked in that sense, then yeah, I think it definitely shines light on, like, a really important message, which is really good. I just feel like, and as if it stands like that, then that's great, but I feel like what took it away from just being, like, stunning, or, like, one of those movies that we'll be talking about at the end of the year when, like, the inevitable Oscar season rolls around, like, there was just, like, parts of the plot and the story that just didn't, you know, it didn't totally add up like a, like one of those great movies
would. Right, and not every movie is made to be an Oscar-winning movie.
Oh, for sure.
So, I mean, this definitely was just there to give us, like, to give us this message that we've all taken from it, rather than to entertain us.
Yeah, and it's cool too when it, because so many movies just try to, like, shoehorn that whole Oscar season down your throat, right? So I think, like, at the end of the day, they're totally fine and happy with how this movie came out.
Yeah,
I think Matthew McConaughey probably looks at this and he's like, fuck, man, I know how to cry on camera and make other people start crying.
Man, I'll tell you,
he does.
Anytime he starts weeping, that's when I want to weep.
Oh yeah,
that's when I want to weep.
It was, I mean, I don't know. I like this movie a lot. I like the music a lot, too. Even though they didn't have, yeah, they didn't have it in the movie.
All the club scenes were cool.
That would have been a part where they, like, could have played the club.
That or the skating rink.
Yeah, skating.
I feel like that would have been perfect.
I said club, I meant skating rinks.
For that, like, song.
Because it was their club, you know?
It was their club. All right. Should we give this, like, scores? Is that what, do we do that? Is that a thing?
We may as well.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not? Scores are the only way you can really know how a person feels. I think I would give this movie a 7.5.
Wow. Okay.
I'm a 7.5. I really enjoyed it. I really liked it. I thought it was really good. And it just, it wasn't great, but it was a 7.5. That is good. That's a good score.
Yeah.
Yeah. A six is a good score, and this beat that by a fucking 1.5.
I would give it a 7.
Dang, you hated it.
You know that I liked it.
I'm just kidding.
All right, you want to go next?
Okay, I was thinking 7 also.
Because for me,
you
seven
all hated
ju-
it.
7 just means you think it's solid.
Right? Yeah. Like, I mean, it's not gonna. This isn't my favorite movie by any.
It's
means.
Not.
Wow. I want to give it a 7.2, but I also kind of want to give it a 6.5.
See, I was kind of thinking that too, but I thought if it said 6.5,
I was on the cusp.
Like,
call up
it.
Matthew McConaughey.
Tell him to listen to this Miss the Bus review, and then tell him to
get some people shit talking you.
No,
the kid. Actually, this is his first movie.
No,
man,
we're
gonna put him out. Like, he's not gonna want to act anymore.
Jeez,
6.5 for Miss the Bus. Career ended.
No, I enjoyed the movie. It was a good movie.
It was really good.
Just wasn't, like, great, in my opinion.
It just didn't blow those socks off those feet.
Right.
Yep, that's exactly what it is.
I think the trailer was a little misleading, too.
Yeah,
it made it seem very exciting. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I guess I just expected a lot more to be happening. I already said that, but yeah.
I agree.
So that's where I'm at with 6.5.
All right, so those are our scores. That was our review for White Boy Rick. If you like what we do, you can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and YouTube, not Spotify. And on social media, we are on Twitter and Instagram at Miss the Bus Pod, and on Facebook, we are Miss the Bus. If you search us,
you will find us.
You'll find us. So yeah, we hope you had a very. We hope we entertained.
At least.
And yeah. if you weren't entertained, then fuck you.
And stick around, because we're going to be doing a lot of these reviews.
Yeah, and if you didn't see White Boy Rick, go see it. because
yeah, we still say see it.
Good
yeah.
movie.
If anything, see it in theaters.
You got
theaters.
The whole thing ruined for you. Not really. We kind of spoiled some things, but
no, we missed.
How did he
stuff.
Get there? How did he get in prison? I don't know. What was he caught with? Was he shaving when he got arrested?
He was. He was.
Well, that was the last thing to spoil. So
oh,
no.
Well, shit.
But yeah, until next time.
Sayonara, dudes and dudettes.